السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deception of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala that we continue with our tafsir of the Noble Quran. Our starting point is Surah Hud, Surah number 11, chapter 11, verse number 93. To recap yesterday's lesson, Almighty Allah informed us about the incident of Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam, and all these events and incidents are not for entertainment or just sheer information. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. They are mentioned in a noble Quran so that the intelligent ones take heed, take lesson from it. He, Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salam, told them that Almighty Allah has blessed me with miracles, وَرَزَقَنِي مِنْهُ رِزْقًا حَسَنًا, and has provided me with pure, wholesome risk and sustenance. I don't need anything of yours. I am just inviting you to Almighty Allah so that you could focus on what purpose Almighty Allah has created you for. I got no intention of being the opposition party to you. In uridu illa al-islah mastata'at. My intention is just reformation. Today me and you use the same words, but remember the intention is tainted and polluted, and therefore we don't see any positive results in many cases. وَمَا تَوْفِيقِي إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. And we cannot get that capability, ability, direction, except from Almighty Allah. I explained to you yesterday's lesson, وَاللَّهُ الْمُوَفِّقِ. Almighty Allah is the one who gives tawfiq. And you and me who do good work, inshaAllah, we are muwaffaq. So always beg Almighty Allah that we become muwaffaqeen, those who are given the guidance, the capacity, the ability, capability by Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. O my people, your hatred and opposition for me must not leave you, that the punishment that came on the people of Nuh alayhi salatu salam, or on the people of Hud and Salih alayhi salam, either the floods or the wind or earthquake, remember all the punishment that came to Lut alayhi salam's people for committing homosexuality, how Almighty Allah annihilated them. I am warning you, وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ. Seek forgiveness to Almighty Allah, and then make tawbah, meaning don't go back to your evil lifestyle. Istighfar is for the past, where we beg Almighty Allah for forgiveness, and tawbah is for the future. Ya Allah, do not let me go back to that evil lifestyle. Ramadan Mubarak is less than a week away. How much istighfar are we making? How much tawbah are we making? Or are we waiting for Ramadan? Who has guaranteed that he will see Ramadan? Our brother Ghulam Dokrat, today was his janazah. We dedicate our tafsir today to him. Remember, he was burnt and he got the mort of a shaheed. The Master Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Hariqu Shaheedun, a person who drowns, Al-Ghariqu Shaheedun, a person who's burnt, Al-Hariqu Shaheed, all of them are martyrs, the hadith in Mishkat Sharif. Obviously, for the family, it's extremely difficult. Remember that to lose a son, to lose a husband, to lose a father, is not easy. Only Almighty Allah grant them sabrun jameel, and the deceased Jannatul Firdaus, and hence we dedicate this tafsir to our brother Ghulam Dokrat, rahimahullah. They told Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salatu salam, notwithstanding the fact that he was Khatibul Anbiya, the orator of the messengers, ma nafqahu kathiran mimma taqul, we don't understand majority of the things you speak and inform us. It's not that they don't understand, they did not want to understand. Big difference between the two. My father, mother, they all, rahimahullah, have passed away. Example, tell me to do something, and I don't feel like doing it. So we look for excuses. Agar tu hina chahe to bahane hazar. If you don't want to do something, then you cite and you give 1,000 excuses. Wa inna lanaraka fina da'ifa. You are someone very weak in our society, O Shu'aib alayhi salam. Had it not been for your family, we should have pelted you to death. He, Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salam, told them, my family is more honorable to you than Allah. Wattakhadhtumu waraakum zuhriya. You took Allah, you took the message of Allah and put it behind your backs. Remember that Almighty Allah is aware of all your actions. The knowledge of Allah is all-encompassing, all-embracing. Today's lesson, Surah Hud, chapter number 11, verse number 93. He continues what is addressed to his people, that is Khatibul Anbiya, the orator of the messengers, Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salatu salam. وَيَا قَوْمِ اِمَلُوا عَلَى مَكَانَتِكُمْ. And all my people, you continue doing your actions at your places, your business, your markets, your bazaars, and all the vices you are doing, continue with it. إِنِّي عَامِلْ. And I will continue my deeds. I will continue giving da'wat, inviting people towards Allah. Continue with Amar bil Ma'ruf, commanding and joining the good. Nahyan il Munkar, prohibiting the evil. So fatalamuna man ya'tihi adhabun yukhzihi wa man huwa kadhib. Soon you will come to know. Soon, so far, for istiqbal ba'id. It means the distant future, not the immediate future. If you say immediate future, then you say seen. Sayaqulu sufaha'u minan nas. Soon the fools will say something that is seen, that is soon. And so far, in the future, but not immediate future, the distant future. So in the distant future, you will come to know, مَنْ يَعْتِيهِ عَذَابٌ يُغْزِيهِ. Upon whom will the punishment come? Such a punishment that will disgrace him. And obviously that will be upon the opponents, the enemies, the detractors of Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salatu salam. And how Almighty Allah punished them. وَمَنْ هُوَ كَاذِبٌ. And who is the liar? All that will become apparent and manifest. I am a Nabi. I am selected by Almighty Allah, not elected by people. I am telling you for your own good, but your arrogance and your ignorance is an impediment and preventing you from accepting the message and the messenger, Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salatu salam. Hence, O people, you don't want to listen? وَرْتَقِبُوا. You continue seeing, and إِنِّي مَاكُمْ رَقِيبٌ. And I also will continue observing, and I will also be waiting and seeing. So remember, that is Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salatu salam warning his people. Now the time progressed, the time continued. Now ultimately the time came. This is the time for punishment. وَلَمَّا جَاءَ أَمْرُنَا And hence, when our command, our injunction came, نَجَّيْنَا شُعَيْبًا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ بِرَحْمَةٍ مِّنَّا We rescued and saved Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salatu salam and those people who brought Iman with him through our mercy. Did you beg Allah for his mercy today? You read Fajr Salat on time? Nay. Oh Ummah, it's no sense we say we're waiting for Ramadan. We have to read our 5 daily Salat on time. We have to beg Almighty Allah for His special mercy daily. Learn this dua, I repeated it several times already. وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ O Almighty Allah, include us in your mercy, and you are the one who are the most merciful one to show mercy. The dua of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, the Nabi making dua, and another Nabi saying Ameen. The Nabi reciting the dua, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, and the other Nabi saying Ameen, O Allah. Allah accept, that is Nabi Harun alayhi salam, Surah 7, Surah A'raf, verse number 151. وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ So Almighty Allah will envelope us with His mercy. Imagine who has guaranteed we will observe this year fasting. We will be there for Taraweeh. We will be there for Suhoor. No one in the entire creation has this guarantee. So we beg Allah, Allahumma barik lana fi Shaban, wa balighna Ramadan. Grant us barakah in this few days of the remaining of Shaban. Spare us, O Almighty Allah, for the sacred and blessed month of Ramadan. Through your mercy, Ya Allah. We ask of you, Jannatul Firdaus, through your mercy, Ya Allah. Therefore, we, the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, believe when a person enters Jannah, it is the Rahmah and the mercy of Allah. Allah forbid when one enters Jahannam and the Hellfire, that is Adlam min Allah, the justice system of Allah. So we protected, we rescued, we delivered, we saved them, the people of Iman, Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salam, and those who followed him through our mercy. وَأَخَذَتِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا الصَّيْحَةَ And it seized and gripped those people who were the oppressors, who were the transgressors, who were the kafirin, those who continued with their blasphemy, the mushrikeen, those who continued with their polytheism. Zalamu swayha, swayha, a cry, a scream. Today we just hear something outside our home and our yard. We are so perturbed. Is it crooks? Are the hijackers? Imagine if a scream and shout comes from the skies and the heaven, and then the people are all punished. No one lives to tell the tale. No survivors, because where it came, Almighty Allah separated them already. Those who are the true believers, Allah will rescue and save them. And those who are the oppressors and transgressors, and they were indulging in kufr and shirk, in blasphemy and polytheism, ظَلَمُ السَّيْحَةُ فَأَصْبَحُوا فِي دِيَارِهِمْ جَاثِمِينَ And they made the mourning in their own home, جَاثِمِينَ They are all their bodies prostrating, lying upside down. كَأَلَّمْ يَغْنَوْ فِيهَا As though as they never resided there, they never stayed there. It looked like they were foreigners, visitors passing through. Such a punishment came. Did we beg Allah for protection from His punishment? You see, today, some places so much rain and floods that people do not know what to do. Some places so much drought and the people are dying because there's no food, there's no water. Some places, June, July, Kabina Bulai. June, July is so cold in South Africa in certain parts. And you go to India, Pakistan, the Arab states. It is midsummer and people are already preparing the graves because of the intense heat. Because the people will die in huge numbers during the month of Ramadan. Intense heat. Imagine. All this happening in front of our eyes, but yet we do not take heed, because when we are in comfort zone, we are oblivious of the plight of those who are suffering. O human being, O Muslim, we have to think about others more so during this honorable month of Ramadan, which is now at our doorstep. كَأَلَّمْ يَغْنَوْ فِيهَا, as though as they never resided and stayed there. Allah, حَرْفِ تَنْبِيهِ, Allah is drawing attention. Allah, behold, بُعْدَ لِمَدْيَنَ, get far, far away the people of Madian. Get out, you are deprived of my mercy. كَمَا بَعِدَ ثَمُودَ, like the people of Thamud. So majority of them died as non-Muslims, and they were deprived of the mercy of Allah. And worse is still to come, and that is dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire, everlasting doom and gloom. And Almighty Allah has enshrined us in the noble Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَأَنَا الْكَافِرِينَ, very overly Almighty Allah has cursed the non-Muslims, those who are sane and mature and they died on any ism besides Islam. وَعَدَّ لَهُمْ سَعِيرًا, and Almighty Allah has already prepared for them the blazing fire. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا, they will dwell and stay there forever and ever. Never will Jahannam perish. It will last forever. La yajiduna waliyyan wala nasira. There in that Jahannam and hellfire and furnace, there is no protector, no helper for them. Surah 33, chapter 33, Surah Ahzab, verses 64-65. The direct message of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala repeats the incident and episode and event of Nabi Musa alayhi salam, because he faced such hostility, opposition from the Pharaoh and his cronies. So this was Allah sabili tasalli, to give consolation, to pacify Habib Allah Mustafa Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Dead Nabi, dark in complexion, more than 130 times his honorable name is mentioned in the noble Quran, and Almighty Allah Jalla Wala elevates him. So the story incident of Nabi Musa alayhi salam is mentioned again. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَى بِآيَاتِنَا, and indeed we sent Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Almighty Allah is one and alone, but he uses the word we as a royal pronoun, a symbol of respect and reverence, to stamp his authority. I am Allah, fa'alul lima yurid, I do as I please. And if you study linguistics, you will know Arabic belongs to the Semitic languages, and this is common in Semitic languages. Bi ayatina, with our verses. So remember the verses here. As long as the Pharaoh was alive, there was no Torah. So you can't translate bi ayatina as the verses of the Torah, because that only came ba'da gharqi fir'aun, after the drowning of the Pharaoh. So bi ayatina here will refer to the staff, the stick turning into a serpent, and all the other signs. His hand, he was dark in complexion. Wa naza'a yadahu fa idha hiya bayda'u lin nazirin. Suddenly his hand becomes whitey, shining, glittering. وَسُلْطَانٍ مُبِينٍ, and we gave him the clear and manifest authority. إِلَى فِرْعَوْنَ وَمَلَئِهِ, to the Pharaoh and his ministers and his caucus. What did the masses do? people love to follow, the people with power, the people with influence. Nabi Musa alayhi salam, dark in complexion, stammering in his speech, stuttering, wala yakadu yubin. He could not speak very clearly. So majority of them, fattaba'u amra fir'aun, hence they followed the commandments of the dictator, the Pharaoh. وَمَا أَمْرُ فِرْعَوْنَ بِرَشِيدٍ, and the commands and the injunctions of the Pharaoh were not right. They were such that he went mad, intoxicated with power, and he enslaved his people and said, أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَىٰ, I am the supreme being. I am divinity, God, in humanity, in the form of human being. Imagine such arrogance, such ignorance. يَقْدُمُ قَوْمَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, tomorrow on the day of justice he will lead his people. He will be in front and his votaries and supporters will be behind him. And where will he take them? فَأَوْرَدَهُمُ النَّارِ, he will lead them to the fire. If you study the balagha, the beauty, the rhetoric of the Quran, awrada, awrada means to take the place of water, where you quench your thirst, where you get so much comfort and satisfaction. Yeah, the Pharaoh takes them and leads them not to the water, but to the fire. وَبِئِسَ الْوِرْدُ الْمَوْرُودُ, what a terrible place he led them to, the worst place. So when you choose these type of leaders, tinpot dictators like today, then they lead you straight to a hellfire. And you can see the mess the Ummah finds themselves today. So many Fir'auns running around, non-Muslims and Muslim names. وَأُتْبِعُوا فِي هَذِهِ لَعْنَةً وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, in this world it followed them, the curse of Almighty Allah. Curse means to be deprived of the mercy of Allah. وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, and on the day of justice, the greater curses will descend upon them. بِئِسَ الرِّفْدُ الْمَرْفُودُ, بِئِسَ, this is terrible, horrible, bad indeed. Rifdul Marfood, that was assistance you're supposed to get. What terrible assistance. This is not assistance. This is a disaster. This is a catastrophe. This is the hellfire. And now it will be only regret and remorse. But alas, it is too late. ذَلِكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الْقُرَىٰ, these are the information. Amba, the plural of Naba, Khabarun Azim, the important information of the towns and the cities. Qura, the plural of Qariya. Naqussuhu alayk, we rehearse it upon you, Ya Rasulullah. We recite it to you, and we tell you what has happened to the people of the past. Qawme Nu, Qawme Sali, Qawme Hud, Qawme Lut, and the common people of Musa alayhi salam. Minha qa'imu wa hasid, some of them are standing. Go and visit and see Madain Salih, that the remnants and relics are still there. The people of Lut alayhi salam, the relics are still there. So that a qa'im standing, wa hasid, and others have been mowed down. There's no sign left. Totally there, annihilated, and there's no sign, no nishani, nothing left. Almighty Allah punished them. Why? وَمَا ظَلَمْنَاهُمْ, and we did not oppress them and do them any wrong. وَلَكِنْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ, but they wronged themselves, they wronged their own souls. With their kufr and shirk and blasphemy, polytheism, this was their own choice, and they felt they want freedom. Freedom to commit every vice and every impermissible action. فَمَا أَغْنَتْ عَنْهُمْ آلِهَتُهُمُ الَّتِي يَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. And nor did it avail them their so-called deities, who they were calling and worshipping besides Almighty Allah. مِنْ شَيْءٍ, the slightest bit, the slightest amount and quantity, it did not avail them. It did not help and assist them. How can it assist them when they can't assist themselves? Today you see in the 21st century, people making idols, bowing down, prostrating. An animal comes, urinates and defecates on that idol. It cannot help himself. How can it help you? Give you a health, give you wealth, give you children. Where is your common sense, O human being? Common sense is no more common. Lamma jaa amru rabbik, when our punishment is unleashed for them, nothing can assist them, nothing can help them. That is the divine punishment and chastisement. وَمَا زَادُهُمْ غَيْرَ تَتْبِيبٍ. And these idols and deities increase nothing for them but just tatbib, and that is ruin and destruction. They pin their hopes on creation instead of believing in the Creator and placing their trust in Almighty Allah. What are we doing today? Very similar. Our focus is not the Creator. Our focus is our gadgets. Our focus is our iPad, our iPhone, and our computers. We got no time for Tilawatul Quran. We got no time for Dhikrullah. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَا. When you turn away from me and my remembrance, I will make this worldly life constrained and difficult for you, and raise you on the day of justice blind. قَالَ رَبِّ لِمَا حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. Ya Allah, I could see, why am I blind? Allah will say, my verses came. فَنَسِيتَهَا, you forgot it. You abandoned it. You neglected it. وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. Today you also abandoned and neglected. Get out, I'm not interested in your stories. Do we want that? إِنَّ فِي Almighty Allah جَلَّ وَلَا states, وَكَذَلِكَ أَخَذُ رَبِّكَ. Similarly, Almighty Allah seizes whomsoever He wishes and punishes them. إِذَا أَخَذَ الْقُرَىٰ, when He punishes the people in the towns and cities. وَهِيَ ظَالِمَىٰ, whilst they engage in oppression, transgression, kufr and shirk and the worst type of deeds. Today you and me are going in that direction. The vices are getting more and more, and the virtue are decreasing, getting less and less. Allah is giving us respite. And remember, this is not barakah. This is not blessing. It is muhla. It is just extension in time. Only Allah have mercy on us and protect us. Inna akhdahu alimun shadid. Verily, when Allah seizes a person, a town, a city, a country, alimun shadid, then the punishment is very, very severe. May Almighty Allah protect us all. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.